Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
30 issues in 30 days. Issue 25, abortion and gay marriage in the governor's race. These are issues that can and do sway elections in New Jersey, and they are issues where the candidates clearly differ. For example, on gay rights, here is Governor Corzine in the second gubernatorial debate.
I will sign the marriage equality bill that is working its way through the legislature. Very straightforward commitment to equality under the law. All men and women are created equal. I think that's the process that we're the principle that all Americans understand, and that is exactly what's at stake here. The civil unions law already provides for that, and this is an issue of what you label it.
And funny enough, it is partly an issue of what you label it. You heard Governor Corzine there call the marriage issue marriage equality. Listen to what Chris Christie calls it in his answer to the same question in the same debate.
Well, I believe New Jersey's civil union law is good and it's working, and I don't believe we need to change it. And I do not support same-sex marriage. I've said that before, and I repeat it tonight. I believe marriage should be between one man and one woman, and I would not sign a bill if it came to my desk having same-sex marriage.
So Corzine calls it marriage equality. Christie calls it same-sex marriage. Asked the same question as to whether he would sign such a bill if it came to his desk, Chris Daggett said,
I've said that if the bill passes the legislature, I would sign that bill. But I want to go back to one other point. I am not raising the sales tax. It will stay at 7%.
So very telling. Yes, he gave his one-line answer to that, but then got back to the raison d'etre of his campaign, the tax and economy question. So that was an interesting moment for Chris Daggett, giving an answer but declining to expound on it like Corzine and Christie were both excited to do. Zachary Fink, State House correspondent for NJN, is with us to talk about this. Hello, Zach. Welcome to WNYC.
Good to be with you, Ryan.
Is there such a bill making its way through the legislature right now, now that we know what Christie, Corzine, and Daggett would all do?
There is, and interestingly enough, it really hasn't been that much of an issue in the governor's race because the advocates are pretty confident that it will pass in the lame duck session. After the election, there will be a couple months there, whether or not Corzine wins, where he could sign this bill. And basically, it's been an effort by the people who are promoting same-sex marriage to get it passed in that two-month period. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to happen. There are going to be two major issues that come up in the lame duck session. That's going to be one gay marriage and one medical marijuana, and both are expected to come up for a vote.
Very interesting. And we know that Corzine has said on this show that he would sign the medical marijuana bill as well, and Christie said on this show that he would not. One interesting thing from Corzine's history with respect to marriage equality, and it's not exactly marriage equality, but in 2007, New Jersey civil unions law took effect. And later that year, Corzine intervened with the shipping company UPS. He pressured them to cover with health benefits gay and lesbian partners of employees in New Jersey. And sure enough, UPS did. Why did the governor get involved in a private company's policies like that?
The way it's been described to me, Brian, is that his thinking has actually evolved on this very issue. When he passed the or pushed to have the civil unions law pass, it also authorized a commission to study the issue. That commission, the governor's commission, very often these things get done in New Jersey and they're criticized as basically having no sway. It's kind of a way of delaying having a final answer or making a decision on a tough issue. But this commission concluded that the only way to have true equality was not civil unions, was actually allowing for marriage. And Governor Corzine apparently heeded that advice, and now he has come on board completely to support that. So that was authorized in 2007. He then got involved specifically for a couple that was hoping to get benefits from UPS. He wrote a letter and wound up winning on that issue, got some good press on it. And according to the people who I speak to who have been promoting this, they think that he's really come around to where they wanted him to be, whereas in 2007, although he supported civil unions and they wanted him to support that, he wasn't quite at the point where he would do it legislatively, and now he is.
It's a great example, the UPS example, of the difference between civil union and a real marriage equality law. Because if a spouse is covered by the union policy that the company then pays for, as in the case of UPS, it's not automatic that a domestic partner would be. And so the governor had to intervene in that case. Has he ever spoken up to other employers?
I don't know that he has specifically. I mean, I know he got a lot of press on that. I do know that on his when he launched his campaign, basically his reelection campaign, which was back in June when Joe Biden came in for him, he was very, very, very positive on this issue. I mean, it was the first time you really heard him say, we're going to take a stand on this. We are going to support marriage equality. He has really come around to the fact that he's going to absolutely promote that and do that. And in fact, Loretta Weinberg, his running mate, is the senator who is sponsoring the bill. So there's no doubt that if he gets reelected, that it will pass. And I think even if he doesn't, realistically, it's going to pass. They've said that they've been lobbying the Democratic members of the Senate, who are the majority, solid majority, also Democrats in the Assembly. And they said it took some lobbying. I mean, it took even some conservative Democrats convincing, but basically, nobody's going to stand in the way of this. So it's very interesting how much it's not been an issue in the race. Christie's position is very clear. Corzine's position is very clear. And the advocates haven't even been pushing it to make them talk about it because they are pretty confident it's going to get done.
That is pretty interesting. Well, that'll be something to talk about before the end of the year, I guess, no matter which way this election goes. Now, let's go on to abortion. And I want to play an exchange that we had on this program when Chris Christie was here earlier in the year. We spent a little time clarifying his position on choice, and here is about 60 seconds of my exchange with Chris Christie.
I am pro-life, although I believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. And certainly as governor of New Jersey, I would enforce the laws that stands in the country now, which is Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, and you have to enforce the law if you're governor, and I would. But on a personal level, Brian, I am pro-life.
Would you try to introduce any statewide restrictions?
I think first, the only restrictions that I feel in favor of, Brian, that I would try to discuss are things like, and I consider common sense things, parental notification. Is, I think, a common sense restriction that we should place on it. You know, I have four children. I have to sign, you know, forms for them to get an aspirin at school, get a Tylenol, or to give them their allergy medicine. Yet my daughter could go and have an abortion without me even being notified. I just don't think that makes common sense to most people who are parents.
All right. Chris Christie on our program a few months ago now, talking about his position on choice and abortion, and we're talking about gay rights and abortion rights as issues in the governor's race with Zachary Fink, State House correspondent for NJN News. Zach, that is about the fullest explication that I've heard from Chris Christie about what he would do, what he wouldn't do with respect to abortion, how pro-life, as he puts it, he is, how much he would keep hands off. What do you make of that?
It is. It's interesting. Actually, the question I would ask you, Brian, was that prior to the primary where he faced Steve Lonergan, a conservative opponent?
I believe, yes, that was prior to the primary.
Okay. I almost think he was forced into this position. I mean, Christie, my take on him is that he's kind of a Giuliani Republican. He's pretty liberal, most part, on, you know, social issues. When he faced a primary with a conservative opponent, he was forced to take positions on some of these issues, one of them being pro-life. That's not to say I'm not, you know, questioning his character on this. I'm sure that he has a solid position and believes that, but I think he probably would have avoided it had he not been in a primary with another Republican.
Right, and he took, you know, a stance that tries to straddle the lines because he said he's pro-life, but then the language that he used, which others have used before, is I would enforce the laws that stand in the country now, which is Roe versus Wade, the law of the land, and you have to enforce the law as governor. So he's saying he's against the law, but he seems to be signaling there he wouldn't do anything to change the law. But then I asked him specifically, to go through that again, would you try to introduce any statewide restrictions? And he said, the only restrictions that I feel in favor of that I would try to discuss are things that I consider common sense, things like parental notification. He, you know, talked about how he has to sign a form to get an aspirin for his kids at school. So parents should have, he seemed to imply with that answer that he'd be for parental consent, but he said parental notification. Is that the law in New Jersey as of now?
My understanding is that it's not, and that it really wouldn't go anywhere with the Democratic legislature right now. I mean, assuming Christie does get elected, going to have a lot of battles on his hands, and quite honestly, that's not one he's going to fight. NJN's Michael Aaron, our news director, pinned him down on another issue, the death penalty, which seemed like another thing he didn't quite want to wade into, but he did, said that he's pro-death penalty, wound up answering a couple questions about it. But these are issues that he's basically almost conceded from the get-go. I mean, you have a again, Democratic legislature, he's got to pick and choose his battles, and these are neither of these issues I think he's going to really make, you know, whatever his personal feelings of, he's not going to push.
And neither of them came up explicitly in last night's debate, but I noticed that in the closing statements, John Corzine made sure to bring at least one of them up.
Loretta Weinberg has often been called the conscience of the legislature. She is certainly a person who carries the conscience of the values of New Jersey's families. I will use her on every issue that takes a judgment about the quality of individual. We're going to pick whoever the governor is in January, and I think that will be myself. The fact is we will pick 4 out of the 7 Supreme Court justices. Those individuals will have much to say about whether a woman has a right to choose and what the constraints on that might or might not be.
So my mistake on a small point there. That was not his closing statement. That was near the end of the debate, however. So Zachary Fink, noticed that he made sure to bring up his running mate, Loretta Weinberg, in the context of ensuring a woman's right to choose. And then he invoked the state Supreme Court and how the next governor would get to choose a majority of the judges on the state Supreme Court. Is this like the U.S. Supreme Court, where issues like abortion are fought out on the bench?
To tell you the truth, I don't really think so, Brian. I mean, I think that the Democrats have been playing this card from the beginning, which is appealing to voters on these issues where they know they can win in New Jersey, very blue state. I mean, you haven't had a Republican elected to statewide office since Christy Whitman in 1997. It has been, you know, and she barely won. I mean, it's been progressively moving in the direction of more Democratic values. You know, Corzine knows to play that card. He knows that it resonates. He knows that people hear it. I mean, realistically, are there going to be restrictions? Is anybody going to even propose restrictions on abortion in New Jersey? I don't think so. Not anytime soon.
Listeners, we have a comments page for this and also for the New York City mayoral race and these issues. Do you think Bloomberg is more talk than action, as some people are saying, when it comes to marriage equality? Did Thompson's statement about Obama's progress in the last debate, which he accepted rather than criticized, upset you? How much does a mayor influence these issues anyway, and how much does a governor? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to get into a discussion about that. One quick political question before you go, Zach. The newest poll in the New Jersey race has Daggett up to 20 points. How serious is his candidacy becoming?
It's very interesting, Brian. I mean, you really haven't had a third-party candidacy like this. I mean, the last time was Murray Sabrin, also in 1997, but he was basically a candidate to the right of Christy Whitman. Christy Whitman's majority, which was very slim, probably would have been a lot higher had it not been for Murray Sabrin. So now you have a truly independent candidate along the lines of, like, Ross Perot. And he's sort of winning the anti-Corzine vote, and it's really digging into Christie. And the fact that the Republicans Governor Association, which has been sponsoring ads on behalf of Christie, is now targeting Daggett is an indication that their polls show that Daggett is, in fact, dragging the anti-incumbency vote away from Christie. And that's a problem for them. I mean, I don't think they calculated that this would come up the way it has and as strong as it has. I mean, 20 points, that's the largest margin we've seen for him, but it's been steadily increasing basically since the NJN debate on October 1st.
Interesting times in New Jersey with less than 2 weeks to go in the campaign, and that is our 30 issues in 30 days, issue 25, marriage equality and abortion rights in the governor's race. Zach Fink, State House correspondent for NJN, thanks a lot for doing this.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC.